Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. The country's on fire. Country coming apart at the seams. My God, it's a communist attack on the United States of America. First of all, what have I been saying? Today's Wednesday. Wednesday the 15th of December. What have I been saying since Monday? I've been saying that, and I've been talking about this communist takeover of America and the fact that it's out in the open. They're not even hiding it anymore. Richard Blumenthal, U.S. Senator of Connecticut, was at a Communist Party celebration days ago, I believe last weekend, the 102nd anniversary of the Communist Party of Connecticut. And he was at the celebration. Now, can I ask you something? I'm just asking you a question. I'm not saying, I never will say that I want to kill somebody, right? I'm not saying that. But I'm just asking a simple question. When the British invaded, did we want to kill them? Yeah. Yeah, even though they were our partners, basically, and like our parents at the time of the American Revolution, Britain was our parent country, so they were like our siblings, we killed them. And when the Japanese invaded Pearl Harbor, did we want to kill them? When the Muslims attacked at 9/11 and took down the World Trade Center, did we want to kill them? Yes, our goal in a war is to kill the enemy. And the goal of all these people who hated America and attacked America, Nazi Germany, Hitler, the Japanese, what was their goal? To destroy America. So if someone is a communist, I don't understand, if a Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese Communist Army got together and attacked America to try and destroy capitalism and destroy your job and seize your assets and change America, wouldn't we kill them? Wouldn't we fight a war and kill them? So what's the difference if a foreign invader wants to destroy America and take away capitalism and take away your right to earn a living and take away a job and seize your assets? Or someone in the United States says, I'm a communist and I want to destroy America and I want to take away capitalism and I want to take away your income and your job and I want to seize your assets and I want to ruin your whole life. What's the freak? And I want to open your borders, and I want to do vaccine mandates. I'm going to stick poison in your arm, whether you like it or not. What's the difference? So while I'm not advocating murder of any kind, I'm not advocating killing or war of any kind, I am asking the question, what's the difference? Communist is a communist. Aren't communists the enemies of America? If a U.S. senator goes to a communist event, isn't he an enemy and a traitor of this country? Shouldn't he be arrested and sent to Guantanamo and put on trial and spend the rest of his life in leg irons in a prison cell in Guantanamo? Explain to me, what's the difference if Osama bin Laden or Vladimir Putin or the Prime Minister of China, was it Xi? I think it's Xi. Or of course, the little midget in Korea. Kim Jong-il-Moon, what the hell's his name? Kim Jong-un. What's the difference if one of them attacked America and said, I want to destroy everything you believe in and take away American exceptionalism, versus Richard Blumenthal, a United States senator in Connecticut, who says, I'm going to communist events where they want to destroy America and take away everything you believe in and destroy American exceptionalism and open the borders, and it's no longer America. What's the difference? As Hillary Clinton once said, what's the difference? There is no difference. He's the enemy. He is the enemy. All of them are the enemy. Biden's the enemy. The entire Democrat Party is the enemy. American exceptionalism, of democracy, of freedom, of living because of vaccine, to take away your life. and of sovereignty because of open borders and of the crime in every Democrat inner city in America out of control and the murder rate out of control? They're an enemy of safety? They're an enemy of your children in school, masking them and vaccinating them? They've become the enemy, and they're openly communist. And if we would kill communists who invaded America, then how are you allowing communists to walk inside the United States Senate? Someone's got to explain to me what the difference is. I'm just asking. Why not, first of all, force Blumenthal to resign? Second of all, while he's in office, take away all, strip him of all his committee assignments and set an example, Republican Party. If you admit you're a communist, you're an enemy of the United States of America. By the way, I'll be very liberal here. If you admit you're a member of the KKK, you're also an enemy. It's an extreme radical organization, the KKK. So it's not like I'm saying it's okay to be an extreme radical who wants to murder black people or Jews. I'm Jewish. If you want to murder black people or Jews, you're a member of an extreme radical terrorist organization. Well, the Communist Party is an extreme radical terrorist organization whose sole aim is the destruction of America. Why are you allowing this man to walk back in the United States Senate? Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut has just raised the stakes. He not only attended an award ceremony hosted by the Communist Party, he spoke at it. He spoke at an award ceremony over the weekend, Saturday, hosted by a Communist Party affiliate whose leaders used the event to recruit potential members to the Communist Party. And he presented, Blumenthal presented certificates of special recognition from the Senate to three winners of the Amistad Award given annually by the Communist People's World Committee, an affiliate of the Communist Party USA, and the Marxist People's World News site. Blumenthal appeared even as Democrat leaders have downplayed allegations that many of the party support socialist or communist parties. Policies. Socialist or communist policies. Like Bernie Sanders, like AOC, like everybody in the Democrat Party. Blumenthal used his speech to tout Democrat legislative policies, including voting rights reform, ending the filibuster, and the Build Back Better Act. Can you imagine? He was introduced to the event by Lisa Bergman, a Communist Party member who blamed corporations for the imperialism that exists in our world that is undermining labor and environment. I mean, it certainly sounds like Richard Blumenthal is a communist. Sounds like the Democrat Party is partners with the Communist Party. And that brings up the Build Back Better bill, which appears to be dead for this year. It adds 87,000 IRS agents. You know what? That's communist. It cuts money for hospitals in red states. That's communist. That's wanting people in red states to die. Because communists want conservatives to die, and they want 87,000 new IRS agents because they want to destroy everyone in this country that makes money, that pays into the system, because we're all a danger, because we give our donations overwhelmingly to the Republican Party, to conservative causes, and they got to stop it. They want to come after every Republican. And it's not like they want to just come after rich people who happen to donate to the GOP. No. They want to go after Republicans, period. If you're middle class, if you're upper middle class, if you're a professional, if you're filthy rich, all the above. If you vote Republican, if you donate $5 to the GOP, they're going to come after you with their 87,000 new agents. This is the Gestapo. That's why they're adding 87,000 agents. This is their version of the Gestapo. That's, oh, kid yourself, that's what they want to do. They sicked the IRS on me under Barack Obama, and they tried to destroy my life for only one reason, because I was a critic of Obama. And if they had 87,000 new IRS agents and $80 million for hiring 87,000 new IRS agents and billions in new resources for the IRS, they're coming after conservatives to destroy our lives. They're not creating a fairer tax system. They're out to destroy Republicans and to kill dissent. Kill dissent. Because you know what this is about? First of all, you're going to expect 1.2 million new audits. And there are people who say that nearly half of the 1.2 million new audits would target average American households earning less than $75,000 a year. This is a nightmare. This is going to raise taxes, raise audits, raise your legal costs, because the minute you're audited, you have to hire accountants and lawyers. You're going to bankrupt everyone who's conservative. You're going to cripple the opposition. And this was all about banks providing information of customers with annual deposits or withdrawals worth more than $600 so that the IRS could go into your bank account. Can you imagine? Anyone who puts $600 in or takes $600 out, they want the IRS to now go into your bank account. They're free to do so the minute you've put $600 in or taken $600 out. And then they changed that when there was such an outcry from the people. They changed it to total deposits and withdrawals from bank accounts with more than $10,000 in income. That's everybody. $10,000 in income. That's everybody. That's everyone in the world with any kind of money, any kind of job. Maybe people on welfare are exempted, of course. They vote Democrat. And then GOP senators also questioning a proposal in the Build Back Better bill that would slash hospital funding in 12 right-leaning states. Can you imagine? Cut disproportionate share hospital payments across 12 states that have not expanded Medicaid coverage. So now if you disagree with this government and their communist policies, they're going to come get you and let you die. Wow. It's evil. It's evil, it's the devil, and it's communism all rolled into one. By the way, what did I tell you from the beginning? This vaccine is killing hundreds of thousands. I kept telling you it's 20,000, but that Harvard study from 2 years ago says only 1% are reported to VAERS. But I kept saying this is a really high-profile disease, COVID, and it's in the news every minute, and maybe it's much lower. Maybe now it's like 10% or 20%. You got to multiply it by 10 or 20, not by 100. New study is out that estimates 388,000 Americans have been killed by the COVID vaccines. 388,000!
Just in time for Christmas, giving the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, they sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41. Or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root's on fire. So, lots to tell you about that proves we're under communist attack in this country. Some of it is absurd. Some of it's communism. Some of it's Nazism. Sounds like something Hitler would do. But all of it is insane. Just silly, stupid, insane. First, let me mention the sponsor of this show, because I am a capitalist. First and foremost, as they say, the conservative warrior and the capitalist evangelist, Wayne Allen Root. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love his name. Zelenko! He developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. And Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, which gives you zinc, which stands for, you know, the Z is for Zelenko and for zinc, right? Two most important things. Zelenko is my hero, and zinc, one of the great immune supplements in the world. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D3, all in one capsules. One capsule, just two capsules a day, will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Zinc is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. So go to rootforamerica.com. That's my website. I made it easy for you because I know you're driving when you hear these ads. So it's easy to remember my website because you go there all the time. Rootforamerica.com. And click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Right near the top, you'll see a giant Z and the Z-Stack banner ad. Click on it, and you're on your way to getting your first bottle of science-based Z-Stack with vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Root4America.com. Thank you, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, for sponsoring the show. So many crazy things going on that the ones that are so important that aren't crazy, they're just facts. I'm going to get them out of the way very quick and then go on to the crazy. So I mentioned this a little bit in segment number one, latest VAERS estimate, and I'll tell you about this in-depth during the show, but it's an estimate from a medical expert who says, based on the numbers he's seeing, there's about 388,000 Americans killed by the COVID vaccines. 388,000, right? We know there's 20,000 in the VAERS report, 20,000 dead from the vaccine. So he's saying multiply times 20, and you come up with about 400,000. And that's kind of what I've been saying from day one. It's not times 100, the usual number that Harvard suggested 2 years ago, because it's such a high-profile pandemic, and everybody knows about it, and now VAERS is getting a little bit of exposure. So I wouldn't multiply 20,000 times 100, but I'd multiply it times 20, and that's 400,000 or so dead in the United States. That matches exactly with what this expert is saying, 388,000 dead. And at the same time that's happening, my alma mater, Columbia University, says vaccine study drops bombshell, VAERS deaths undercounted by a factor of 20. So Columbia University, the ultimate communist, brilliant but communist institution, verifies everything I just told you that would lead you to a number of around 400,000 dead from the COVID vaccine. And if you multiply the injuries, it's almost a million now, or it's right at a million. Multiply that times 20, you have 20 million people injured in the United States because of the vaccine. Now, that makes sense, because it is true that like 200 million plus have gotten the vaccine. So 90% are walking around normal and everything's fine, and they're saying, what's wrong with the vaccine? I'm fine. 90%. See, I'm playing right into the hands of the liberals, right into the hands of Biden, right into the hands of Fauci. I get it. I get it. 250 million people or so have gotten the vaccine, or at least you claim that number. I think it's a huge exaggeration to try and convince all the rest of us who are unvaccinated that we're in a tiny minority when we're not. But let's just say 150 million people have gotten the vaccine. 150 million. So, you know, 20 million are injured and 400,000 are dead. No big deal, right? I mean, it's small by comparison. What was the Hippocratic Oath? Doctor, do no harm? You just killed 400,000 people, and you injured 20 million out of 150 million, 175 million, maybe 200 million, and you think that's no big deal. I think it's a very big deal. I think it's a very honest number. As Rudy Giuliani said today, I hate to say it, but we are a fascist country at this time. And Rudy's right. Laws have been suspended. Our rights have been suspended. The Constitution has been suspended. And you know that's happening when they literally arrest a decorated Army veteran in New York City. The NYPD arrested him at the Cheesecake Factory in Queens, New York, for refusal to show proof of vaccine. Folks, millions of illegals are walking around who broke into the country, and no one's arresting them.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no reason why it should take any time. We have the wherewithal to get it done, and we're going to get every single thing you need. and I'm going to make sure the federal government does what's needed.
President Biden's comments in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, the president adding that it's our turn to support relief efforts after powerful tornadoes ripped through Kentucky. Biden adding there are no words that can be said for losing loved ones to these storms around the holidays. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed is suggesting a more aggressive move against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounding upbeat about the ongoing economic growth. He cited improvements in the labor market, including solid job gains, rising wages, and falling unemployment. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. I just got back by the skin of my chinny chin chin. I was at my printer printing out stories. So I reached over and grabbed the mic and breathlessly screamed, "Hey, everyone, welcome back." Just barely got back, but I'm here. I'm here. We got a great guest coming up in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Let me also mention, by the way, this just came across my desk. The United States, the EU, and the UK combined report 7 million COVID vaccine adverse events and over 42,000 registered deaths. 42,250. When you combine the United States, the EU, and England, 42,000 dead, 7 million adverse events. And you just heard me moments ago say an expert believes you got to multiply times 20 in America. So 20,000 deaths times 20 is about 400,000 dead. So now we'll take the total around the world, 42,000 that are actually registered deaths times 20, and you're talking 800,000 dead, close to a million dead from the vaccine, not from COVID, and 7 million adverse events. Multiply that times 20, and that would be, let's see, 7 million times 10 would be 70, be 140 million people who are sick, injured, or had an adverse event all around the world due to the vaccine. Could be as minor as a bad allergic reaction, or as major as Epstein-Barr syndrome, or your face hanging. Just awful, awful. The sponsor of this segment of the show is War Raw, my podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Root. That's the audio version at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, and Spreaker. But the video version is at root4america.com, and it's there right now. My most recent one is there right now. Root4america.com. Just click on videos, and boom, you've got my Top 10 Weekend Video Podcast with all the best stories for conservatives. Our guest is Caleb Kruckenberg, attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation. Caleb, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thanks for having me.
So the topic we've got here is something that warms the cockles of my heart, because I am at the very heart a small business owner. I own many different businesses. All of them are just me, or just me and one employee, or me and one independent contractor, or me and three independent contractors, or me and five employees, or me and 10 employees. I am the ultimate small business guy. And we're going to talk about the Department of Labor, which has a new executive order out signed by Biden, ordering all federal contractors to pay a $15 per hour minimum wage plus overtime starting on January 30th of this new year coming up. What is that going to do to small business?
Well, it's going to be really significant, because when it says it applies to federal contractors, the Department of Labor and the President both went out of their way to say what we mean by federal contractors is we mean literally anyone that gets a benefit from the federal government. So if you have like a permit to use federal property, or you're renting from federal, let's say like office space in a federal building, then you're counted as a federal contractor. And that means every single one of your employees has to follow this $15 an hour minimum wage plus overtime. You can imagine really quickly that adds up. But I'm representing actually a group of outfitters. They're recreation guides. They're in Colorado. And they take people on the river on these long trips through federal property. And they're going to have to pay their guides 24 hours a day for the entire trip this $15 an hour minimum wage.
Right. So look, my point is it's a threefold disaster. Number one, it's going to cause small business to go out of business. or it's going to cause small business owners to suddenly lose money. Number two, it's going to kill consumers because they're going to have to raise prices. That's automatically what happens. You eat some of it and you pass some of it on to consumers. So you as the consumer are going to pay for this. And number three, it's going to burn taxpayers because every time someone does a government contract, all the federal contractors, that means every bridge, every tunnel, every highway, every road, every pothole, every building, everything they do, every airport, every school, everything they do, more and more expensive for the taxpayers. Am I right? All three of those are going to be painful.
Right.
Right, painful for the American economy.
Right. I mean, somebody's got to pay for this. And if it's, you know, if it's like people like my clients in my lawsuit, they don't pay any money or they don't get any money from the federal government for these, for, you know, permits to use federal lands. So they have to raise rates on trips or eat the loss, you know, wages themselves. But if it's a federal contractor, if it's a normal contractor, well, then that means the taxpayers have to pay for it. And every single one of their employees has to get paid this wage.
So essentially, the Biden administration is forcing small business to pay higher wages because business happens to run through federal land. And this is, in my opinion, let's hear yours, Caleb Kruckenberg. I assume you are a licensed attorney and you passed the bar and you understand this far more than Wayne Root does, who only plays a lawyer on TV. This is unconstitutional.
Yes, I think it is. And look, Congress thought about it. Right. There were bills in Congress saying, hey, let's do a national $15 an hour minimum wage. They didn't have the votes to do it. So the administration did a shortcut. They said, well, maybe we can do it for federal contractors. And while we're at it, maybe we can do it for people who aren't really federal contractors, but we'll just say they are. And that's exactly what they did.
Right, and you're now representing a business owner who's suing, right? So you're representing him pro bono, which means the business owner does not have to spend his life savings to sue, but the business owner says the increase in wages will destroy his business, so he's suing literally to keep his livelihood intact. What kind of business is this guy in or this gal in?
So my clients are river guides. My main client is Duke Bradford. He owns a company in Colorado. He takes people out on the river, and they do these long trips. They, you know, whitewater rafting and all that. And he cannot run his business the same way because of the rule. And I mean, it's for his entire industry. And you know, we might think that river guides or outdoor outfitters are kind of like a niche industry, but there's actually about 40,000. Independent businesses that are like this, that use these federal lands that would be affected by this. And so we're suing for all of them, essentially, but I'm representing an individual and also an association of river outfitters, Colorado, and we're trying to stop the rule before it takes effect because, you know, if it goes into effect on January 30th, as it's scheduled, this upcoming season is going to be devastating for everybody in the industry.
It's going to be devastating, it sounds like, for everyone in every industry to have Biden in office for another 3 years. You know, I talk about this all the time. You know, I love Trump. I really do. And I've supported him through thick and thin, and I will continue to support him through thick and thin. And I think he's got a great shot to be the next president again. But, you know, the idea that he's going to run again in 2024 and win in 2024, that's all well and good. We're not going to last till 2024. With rules like this and many more coming down the pike, you know, the Build Back Better makes this look like child's play. We're not going to survive. America and capitalism and American exceptionalism, Caleb, are really in the trigger hairs here of communists. This is a communist takeover of the United States and their goal is to destroy every small business owner possible.
Well, I mean, look, it's certainly clear that the president went out of his way and he said, look, I am targeting people, I don't care how big your business is, how small your business is, I'm going to make you do this. I don't care if it makes sense. And, I mean, that's the effect. It is devastating. Absolutely.
So, what do you say is the answer? I guess the only answer is that a lawyer like you, you know, with the Pacific Legal Foundation could represent this owner, take it to court, and get it overturned. I mean, what other answer is there, right? Other than to throw the Democrats out of office.
So we can't rely on Congress. We can't rely on politicians, I think, to do what they're supposed to do, because a lot of the problem is these administrative agencies, executive orders. You know, there's a lot of power that's used by bureaucrats that nobody ever voted for. And I mean, this is a good example. And so I really think the only thing we can do is we go to court and we say, hey, you know, the court has to tell the administration, the president, the Department of Labor, you cannot get away with that. And, you know, it's a tough battle. But that's why organizations like the Pacific Legal Foundation exist. I mean, we just can't rely on our elected officials to do what they're supposed to do.
No, look, anyone who listens to my show, Caleb, knows we can't rely on our elected officials to do anything in our benefit, in our favor. They're only for themselves. You know, I mean, not all of them are communists. Pretty much every Democrat is a communist, socialist, Marxist, traitor to the United States. But even all the Republicans, so many of them are rhinos and Trump haters, and all they care about is themselves and keeping the gravy train of the D.C. swamp in business. It's all they care about. Caleb, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for fighting on behalf of the little guys, small business owners, who make up a large portion of my audience, and it represents me as well. So thank you, Caleb Kruckenberg, attorney, Pacific Legal Foundation. Happy holidays to you, Caleb.
Thank you very much.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I mean, clearly a good guy. Clearly the Pacific Legal Foundation, fantastic group. If I was ever in trouble and I wanted to sue, I'd go to them. They are great at defending conservatives and capitalists and small business in the middle class. But it's just, you could tell he didn't want to respond to what I asked because he's scared to death. They're all scared. Everyone's scared of offending someone by calling them a communist. We're being attacked by communists and traitors. Start saying it. Don't worry about being... Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
raw and un.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, it's so funny how great minds think alike. I have a bunch of emails here and texts here from fans and friends who listen to the show and just heard my past interview with a, I'm sure, a brilliant, educated lawyer who's on our side. But me as the host, the minute I said they're a bunch of communists out to destroy this country, there was such a hesitation. He didn't speak. He didn't know what to say. He was scared to death. He might offend somebody. That's what I was trying to say on the way out, by the way. On the way out in the break, I never got to the last word, which is, don't worry about being mean. Don't worry about offending people. Call a spade a spade. Call a communist a communist. Call people evil. Call them the devil. They believe in the devil. Why not? They all believe in Rules for Radicals. It was dedicated to Lucifer, the devil. They're all doing the devil's work. Call them what they are. And sure enough, this perfectly sums it up. This guy sent this, one of my fans, sent this at the exact moment I was saying it. This guy is an effing pussycat. After you say it's a communist takeover of the United States, I heard massive hesitation on his part after what you just said. He has none of the courage to call it what it is. These guys are effing pussycats. I'll say it nicely. Coward's another word to say it. And he's a nice guy. I like him. If anyone knows him, I don't want it to get back that I said he's a bad guy. He's just scared. They're all intimidated. All the lawyers, you can't, even the ones who are on our side, you can't get them to call a spade a spade. And that is not meant to be a racist reference, by the way. I could picture right-wing watch grabbing that statement, taking it out of context, and trying to say Wayne Root was saying, call black people the N-word. You know, I mean, I could picture it. That's what they do. Calling a spade, it's not to do with black people. It's a saying that's been around since the beginning of time. And the saying means, if you are what you are, we can call you what you are. You're a communist. You're a communist scumbag. You're a traitor. From now on, don't call them Democrats. Call them communist scumbag traitors. They're traitors to the United States, and they're looking to destroy your life. Do you not get that? I used to think they were going to try and take your jobs away, try and take your assets away, try and take your opportunities away, try and take your mobility away, try and make you poor, try and make us into Cuba or Venezuela, where all the women are prostitutes because there's nothing else for a woman to do. But they're also trying to kill us. When they ban ivermectin, forget the vaccine mandate, which is trying to kill you, but when they ban ivermectin, so there is no alternative. When you get COVID, you could just die. When if you just took ivermectin, it costs almost nothing. It has no side effects, and it gets you better in 2 days. Or 1 day, in my case. And they don't want that. They don't want that. It's mass murder. What else would you call it when they take away something that's safe, inexpensive, won a Nobel Prize, and proven to work, if not perfectly, incredibly effectively and efficiently. And it could solve the health problem and save literally almost that have died to COVID. Almost all of them could have been saved with ivermectin if they took it in the first 2 days. But now they don't want you to take it. So they went from denigrating it and slandering it and lying about it and trying to ban it on Facebook and Twitter, any mention of it, to now the next step is the government demands the U.S. Postal Service confiscate ivermectin that's coming to save the lives of sick people. That's mass murder. You're all murderers. I've got out of my way to not call them mass murderers just over the vaccine mandate because I kept saying it's only about greed. They don't want to murder us. It's greed. They just want to make money, and so they're mandating a vaccine so they can all make more money and more money. But if, in order to make the mandate work, you ban the only thing that actually works so nobody would need the vaccine, therefore making everybody susceptible to COVID and dying so that they've got to get the vaccine, that's called mass murder. There's no other definition for it. Who in their right mind would ban ivermectin? Who would confiscate it coming in the mail to someone who's sick and then offer them nothing and they die? Because the vaccine isn't offering them something. You die from the vaccine in many cases. Not all, but many. But I didn't even get that point across in the last segment. When I said that there might be like 250 million people, maybe, they claim, who got the vaccine, I'm sure it's more like 150 to 200 million, who were dumb enough and delusional enough and naive enough to listen to government and believe government had their best interests in mind, and they actually took the vaccine, and only, maybe only millions have died, and maybe only 20 million are injured, or maybe only, you know, millions around the world are dead, but maybe the United States, 380,000, 400,000 are dead from the vaccine, maybe. And maybe 20 million are injured, maybe. Something like that. Well, guess what? It's going to be much worse than that, because what I'm not even mentioning is that's just now in the beginning stages after people got the vaccine in the last few months. Almost nobody got it till March. So really, you've only had 9 months where it's in at the most in people's bodies. 9 months, 6 months, 3 months. Can you imagine what the carnage is going to be a year from now and 2 years from now and 3 years from now? It's really unbelievable. Truly unbelievable how many deaths this could cause and how many permanent injuries and disabilities this could cause. Your government hates you. Your government must want to kill you. I don't know. I've tried to stay away from that assertion up till now. But I see no other choice but to think that now that I see they're banning the one thing that works, ivermectin, along with vitamins. I'm waiting for them to ban vitamins any day now. Maybe they'll ban antibiotics, too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
91.